see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you.
Ah, yeah, we have some of that beautiful music this hour also. This is Barry Miller here in Studio. Ah, Studio? No, we're in our office with Angie. Thank you very much. We are here with Ryan in studio. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for putting this show together as 630 KHOW, iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio. It is fine, fine radio. We are live here, Larry Stanley and Barry Miller, this special weekend, Passover and Easter weekend. Happy to be with you. Hoping you're having a wonderful weekend and are being prepared to become a real estate investor. I'm going to jump into my key to wealth for this week, and I'm going to say, be smart about it. Be calculating. You can do just fine in this marketplace, but be calculating and be smart. And you can do fine, like maybe 30 plus return on your money, but you should only sell or buy according to your needs and your wants. Nobody else's. Nobody else's timeline, your needs, your wants, and your timeline. This week, by the way, this very last 7 days, had the economic data and the economic tailwinds indicating clearly that our economy and our human spirit and our human resolve are doing okay, very fine. And yes, this week indicated that if you carefully analyze, carefully calculate, and make some market adjustments in your negotiating parameters, you can do quite fine purchasing or selling investment houses. 30% return on your money is quite fine in our economic book.
Amen to that, Barry. And a quick question. How difficult is it to find good investment houses now?
A lot of people are asking that question, Larry. I'm glad you did. I mean, consumers are asking that question. The answer is the same. At Vastera, it is not difficult to find a good investment house now. It's because we do such extensive research and we have such a deep and broad network. You just have to have a good top agent or investment team leader who may or may not be a licensed agent, who knows how to carefully research what I call the current COVID-19 market conditions. You have to have that agent read the data and know how to read it and what does it mean and make its meaning available to you. Then, as a consumer, when that house is found per your investment parameters, make sure that agent goes after that property for you.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. But do you still put all the contingencies into a purchase offer now, Barry?
Larry, not only all of them, yes, we do. But in my key to wealth, I mentioned you may have to adjust your negotiating parameters. What I was alluding to is pre-COVID, you didn't ease up, but since COVID is there, you have to put some tighter items in your contract, tighter conditions on the tenant, like having a job history, like doing for the tenant what lenders do for us when we're a buyer. What do? They get a letter of our employment from whom? Us? No, from our employer. So, yes, we have all the contingencies that we always had, but then we added some, Larry. So it's not cumbersome, but there's more items that we have to have on our checklist to be a savvy investor. And some of these things deal with deferred maintenance expenses. We want to know those. Well, that's going to be a contingency in the contract. And we're tighter now than we were. But, of course, the newest one of concern, I'm putting it in the deferred maintenance category, but it's personal. And that is tenants losing their job. What are the odds?
Yeah.
We have to know that. It's not sad.
It's not negative. It's fair. Because even before COVID, it was a concern. Now with COVID, it's what? A bigger concern. So we have to give it its proper due as an investor. It doesn't make you impersonal. Doesn't make you negative. You don't have to do it, Larry, as the consumer investor. Okay? Who has to do it? The property manager, our team member in the hotspot city. If it's not Colorado Springs, it's out of state. I'll give an example, Raleigh, North Carolina. They have to know more. And from whom? The current seller and the current tenant. We have to have more data. We have to have a little bit more data. So we make amendments for the certain economic conditions and be fair with everyone. But always be careful in your home buying process.
Okay, Barry, I understand that. But given the fact that it takes 4 to 6 weeks generally to close on a house, what does the current data indicate that the next 2 weeks to 2 months are going to look like?
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Again, the 6 weeks threw me off a little bit because usually it's 30 days, okay? And that's the four-week period. But it's interesting you say that because you're aware of what we've been doing in the industry. We've been adding two-week COVID clauses that if, you know, should a buyer come down with COVID or one of the parties, the seller, and they're quarantined, the state has come out, and a lot of lawyers, and our lawyer at Remax Masters Millennium, we have our clause that says we will be permitted for a two-week delay because of the and that was based on the 14-day incubation period, you know, and quarantine time, hoping that's enough. So good comment there. Larry, it's looking pretty good. I knock on wood in any circumstance when I say it's looking pretty good because that's a positive statement. Pretty good doesn't mean, well, maybe. No, it's good. Right now, appreciation is still happening. Bidding wars are still happening on properties in Colorado Springs and occasionally in the Denver market. And in our other hot spots, they're not as hot as Colorado Springs, but they're less costly. Their median prices are better because they're lower than Colorado Springs. And occasionally there, in those markets, there's bidding wars. Larry, you don't have bidding wars in a weak market.
That's right. I absolutely agree with that.
Now, the next 2 weeks or 2 months, we're checking it out every week. We're watching the markets, especially ours here in Colorado, and our hot spots. And Larry, they're okay to strong. None of them are okay is above middle of the road. None of them are middle of the road, and none of them are weak. And there are no signs that they're getting weak. I got some reports. I'm sorry I didn't write them down and bring them with me, so I don't want to quote numbers. But the percentage of renters who did not make their April rent payment was a lot lower than people predicted. And Larry, even though one or two figures I heard were in the 20% area, and in the 20s, I can't remember if it was 22 or 26%, it depends how you look at it. Is the glass three quarters full or one quarter empty?
No, I never know the right answer.
But you have to look. It depends on the individual. If someone says, I'm not willing to take a 22% risk, then they're not ready for that particular market. However, in that same market, I got a report from a sizable property manager who is really professional, and their tenant percentage who did not pay rent in April, and again, I'm sorry I didn't write it down, was either 8 or 12%. Larry, that's not outlandish. That's not terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good odds. And if those odds aren't good enough, then don't invest in that market either. So we have the data. And the key to the answer of what the next 2 weeks or 2 months look like is in data. And we have the likely data in those marketplaces, and we get the data also at that national level. What are the odds that another 18 million people will be put out of a job in the next 3 weeks, Larry? What do you think the odds are that 18, and I mean 18 million or thereabouts, in the next 3 weeks?
I think it's unlikely.
Slim to none. Is it likely that it be from 2 to 5 million?
Yes.
Very, very likely. So we have to put all those elements at the national level, bring them into the local level, and say, oh, well, wait a minute. Why is Colorado Springs such a dynamic, smart market, savvy, safe market? I didn't mean smart. It may be smart also. But why is it such a safe marketplace, Larry? What is the industry that is number one in Colorado Springs?
Military.
Military. Are they being paid?
Yeah,
none of them have been furloughed.
And they should be paid.
They should be. None of them have been furloughed, have they?
That's correct.
And as a matter of fact, there's a shortage of Army recruits. So the military is looking for bigger numbers. And that's what makes, in my book, Colorado Springs a stronger market than Boise, Idaho, the other market in our country that's labeled the top market for residential real estate. Does that help, Larry?
It does help, Barry. I want to point out to people that the other good news about what's happening in Colorado Springs, and I assume in most cities in this country, is that there are more houses available for sale. So you have a better selection and choice of properties to invest in.
Let's give some numbers on that, Larry. There are. The Colorado Springs market has not had a large downturn of its buyers, okay? But there are fewer buyers putting homes under contract. In Colorado Springs, we're sitting at this is exactly as of last night, yesterday,
yep.
925 detached homes for sale. That is only exceeded by 1 week earlier by a few numbers. So it's 925 now. It was 930 a week ago. They're the highest number of homes listed all year. And it just goes up steadily this time of the year. That continues. And approximately 275 of those homes are going under contract every week. Colorado Springs only has 3 weeks of inventory, Larry.
I know, it's
amazing. In 3 weeks, every house that's listed is gone. That's a heck of an inventory. And, of course, I work with a couple property managers in the Springs, and they say it's strong. Back to what this means to our listeners, turnkey. Sit back. Let Vestera Hotspots and its affiliates, including some brokerage firms, here and there, like in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's not our firm in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's a firm that was handpicked and that we oversee and that you, the consumer, could say, hey, I don't have to meet that agent, do I? No. It's good to have a little Skype conversation with that agent. We generally recommend, but some consumers say, Barry and Larry, I don't even want that much involvement. I want your 35% or what you're saying might happen. I want you to do every effort to make that happen on my behalf with my money. And if you pick Raleigh, North Carolina, give me the justification when you find that property, and I'll go with it. So, Larry, it's a very, very consumer-centric and consumer-powerful, powerful, strong, and safe approach and method that Vestera Hotspots has put together after years of honing it in the early years of this century and then sitting on it for a while. It had to slow down after the Great Recession. But, Larry, the only reason it's a little slower now than a month ago is because some buyers have put themselves on a pause for a couple of weeks, but that's changing. And I think it's changing this weekend.
I would like to think that if it isn't this weekend, it'll be in the next 2 or 3 weeks because they're going to start rebuilding the economy in the next few weeks.
And
Barry.
They who are rebuilding the economy?
The government.
The government. You
that's
bet.
That's right. Excuse me for not.
No, I wasn't sure who you meant, but that's what we want to say. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Barry Miller here with consumer guy Larry Stanley. This is your wealth building show where we have hotspot markets across the United States, five carefully selected. We're in review. We're down to about 56 or 58 markets now, looking for another quarter to see if any of the five should be bumped and any new ones moved in to the top five position. We have not slowed down our research, Larry, one bit. We didn't
That's
have to
correct.
Because it's all internet related. Again, Barry Miller saying we're going to take our final break, then we're going to come back with some more market data. If you have any questions about residential wealth building, your wealth building, building wealth for you, give us a call, 303-713-8255, and we'll take your question on air, and we'll talk about it. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Full team here is back. Larry's dancing here. In the office, we have a nice big our this is the workroom, Larry. This is the room that it was built for agents and associates that we're in process of hiring. This room will be busy one day with four or five people cranking out numbers, doing the analysis on the homes being analyzed for whom? For our customers who are building their wealth. We're building their wealth, but the customers are ultimately building their wealth. It's their money. It's their desire to have a better financial picture, a better financial life for themselves. So many wonderful people we're meeting, Larry. And people are continuing to call in to us during the week and email. Email is truth@barryandlarry.com. Text or call us anytime. Set up an appointment, 303-888-3788. Typically, that appointment, it depends. I like to talk to you on the phone a little bit first, Larry, and I'm still the lead initial phone contact, but that's changing, and we're adding as we add people and grow slowly but steadily, as we say. But give us a call because maybe it's better if we spend 90 minutes. But typically, it's between 60, 75, and 90 minutes.
Yep.
And then very often, whatever it was scheduled for, it's going overtime because people say, oh, wait, yeah, I didn't have that question ahead of time. And so we usually schedule a buffer of 15 or 20 minutes, and that buffer is usually filled. But, Larry, you said during the break we should emphasize just generally market data. Here's some important market data we have not covered for you on the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Show. Interest rates. You as an investor could get a 30-year fixed rate loan, 25% cash down, but the fixed rate loan is right around 4.00 for you, the investor. That's just marvelous. I mean,
that's a spectacular rate.
It's spectacular. I just don't like to embellish the positiveness of the market when there are negative or weaker items out there too, like COVID-19. I wish it were weak. It's so strong that it's, you know, it hurts us a little bit, as we know, and it hurts some people in a big, big way. So just painting the realistic picture of a vibrant and a balanced market, Colorado Springs and Denver, median prices at 480 for Denver, 360 for the Springs, continue to go up. Both those numbers, of course, are higher than last year by a significant margin. Depending how you do the analysis, it's 5 to 8% higher in Denver, and Colorado Springs more like 6 to 10% in most neighborhoods. Please realize that ultimately we think neighborhoods. Colorado Springs has 125-ish. Denver has 300-plus-ish neighborhoods, and each of those neighborhoods matters when you're an investor, because you don't want to invest just in any neighborhood. You want the best cash flow, the best return, the best 2 to 3 year financial picture. And the 2 to 3 year financial picture, we haven't put that on hold. We're still looking at it for Denver and for our other hot spots. Denver's not a hot spot, but for our hot spots in Vestera. Then we have days on the market. Denver marketplace is up to 6 weeks. It's 43, 44 days of inventory. The exact number when we did it less than 24 hours ago is 43 days of inventory. And then Colorado Springs is 24 days of inventory when we did it about 24 hours ago. Well, they're vibrant, hot markets. The number of people putting homes under contract, that's decreasing. That we're calling it a weakness because we want to label it what it should be labeled economically. It doesn't make the market weak, but it's a weak piece of the market. If that keeps going down, it's not so good. But we saw in the springs that the springs, Larry, I didn't mention this at all on our shows today. In the springs, it actually went up. More buyers put homes under contract in Colorado Springs this last week than they did the week before, by the way, by 22 of them, and then fewer buyers in Denver by 15. This is Barry Miller along with
Larry Stanley.
And we are your team here. We're your team of wealth builders for you. A turnkey system, safe, secure, beneficial for you. Barry Miller saying, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy your family. Bye-bye for now.